Joffrey, Arya breathed. Someone should kill him.
Someone will, but it won't be me, nor you neither.
Yoren tossed back her stick sword.
Got Sarleaf back at the wagons, he said as they made their way back to the road. You chew some, it'll help with the sting.
It did help, some, though the taste of it was foul, and it made her spit look like blood. Even so, she walked for the rest of that day, and the day after, and the day after that, too raw to sit on a donkey. Hot Pie was worse off. Yoren had to shift some barrels around so he could lie in the back of a wagon on some sacks of barley, and he whimpered every time the wheels hit a rock. Lommy Greenhands wasn't even hurt, yet he stayed as far away from Arya as he could get.
Every time you look at him, he twitches, the bull told her as she walked beside his donkey.
She did not answer. It seemed safer not to talk to anyone. That night, she lay upon her thin blanket on the hard ground, staring up at the great red comet. The comet was splendid and scary all at once.
The Red Sword, the bull named it.
He claimed it looked like a sword, the blade still red hot from the forge.